At this time, Mutual presents an address by the President of the Argentine Republic, Juan Perón. Now, here is the President of Argentina speaking from Buenos Aires.
Citizens of the world, countrymen, the spiritual and material forces of Argentina mobilize today to set forth to the world the decision of our country to aid humanity in the fulfillment of its aspirations for internal and international peace. Our will and our spirit, inspired by the history of Argentina and America, wish to materialize this aspiration. Argentina wishes to place herself, through the awakening of her civic conscience, in a position from where she can help to achieve this universal claim. She aspires to contribute with her effort to surmount the artificial obstacles created by man, to put an end to the anxiety of the destitute, and to ensure that the spirit and action of our country may always be at the service of the forces of good to overcome the forces dominated by evil. The Argentine labor is organized and defended. Politics are ensured and consolidated by constitutional precepts. Economy is recovered and supported by the action of the state, which means that it is defended and created by the hands of the people. Culture, as the means to express national feeling, is closely woven with the universal content of the ancient cultures. And the social doctrines and programs, instruments of the mysticism impulsing the new men of America, affirm, decidedly and as a legitimate aspiration, the reason of this design to build a world in which the characteristics of crude exploitation, destruction and hatred, and those of condemnable social injustice are forever banished. Argentina and America wish to contribute to the dignification of men. To this end, they endeavor to fraternize with the suffering world. The banner of this crusade is solidarity. With it, we shall work with passionate loyalty and creative efficacy. Historical process shows us that there is a rhythm of difficulties and that this rhythm is being accentuated. Order has been altered by war. Human confusion has been based on misunderstanding. In view of this, it may be affirmed that the tools with which to do away with these troubles must be peace and understanding. International peace is a great problem for mankind, the present hour as it was in the past. We represent a country living since the first days of its birth in accordance with the principles of liberty. In the history of the independence of states, ours represents the irrevocable will to be independent and free, respecting the self-determination of peoples and the belief that they can not exist differences which cannot be settled in accordance with the rules of law and justice, the only means to prevent the failure of civilization. Therefore, in the first place, international peace will only be possible after internal peace has been established and consolidated in all nations. And one of the means to attain this aim is the respect for the free will of peoples. Speaking to all the peoples of the world, making a call for peace, we also wish to express that, in the search for ideal solutions, we will set forth the practical interpretation of this call. We, the Argentines, believe that the country so severely punished by the horrors of war have a right to a worthier life, and requires that our economic prosperity, offered and shared many times in the past and in the present, to mitigate sufferings and to help to live, may once again, with all its generosity, look for means of cooperation so that the economic defense of states may be achieved without impairing their dignity. We are fully aware of the needs of the world. We must substitute misery by plenty, without incurring in the unpardonable error of turning help into charity. We must avoid falling in the mistake so often noticeable in the partial assistance of economic aids, so that universal conscience shall not be hardened through the exercise of privilege. Finally, we must convey to the old continent specially, source of culture of the new hemisphere, all the experience gathered in this critical cycles of and revolutionary upheavals, which, born in the heart of America and of the world, serve to awaken in the citizens of the country stronger impulses towards new destinies. It is the sacred duty of America which imposes this course of action. It is the Argentine spirit of liberty, real and deeply rooted, which points out the road. Our feelings and our convictions, over and above imperfection, seek to alleviate the suffering of mankind. The Argentine policy has been, is, and will always be pacifist and generous. Our generations, from the day the country was born, have so decided. The inalterable respect for the sovereignty of nations, including those created by the swords of the fathers of our nationality, is an irrevocable virtue of the Argentine spirit. The atmosphere of injustice is too cruel to condemn man to live in. Injustice consists in the alteration of all that which serves to consolidate human dignity, to give shape to its aspirations and fulfill its hopes. When the masses stir in pursuit of social and economic security, the world itself is shaken, foreseeing the important consequences deriving from these movements. Misery and abundance, peace and war, can no longer be coexisting factors in the world. We wish to fuse into one block of dreams and achievements the aspirations of men favored by destiny and the desperate hopes of men oppressed by historical fatality. It is our wish that the countries and peoples of the earth merge in one feeling of identity, making us understand how much we need one another and giving birth to that ideal concurrence through which labor, freedom of thought, and constant creation will become the human laws, leading us ever closer to progress, civilization, and its stability. We have always sided with the suffering nations, and we respect the acts of solidarity of the past and the present. In this crucial hour for the universe, when disorder and confusion strive to become the ruling systems of human relationship, we wish, once more, to lend our help, to trust in evolution, to defend social justice, and once again we state to the world, from our continent and from the Argentine frontiers, that we wish to see peace, concord and work prevail on their soil, so that posterity may understand that we have not remained indifferent to the claims of the suffering nations or to the consideration of the existing problems of the world. This is our glory. We could mention to what extent and in what manner we have contributed, how far our impulses have reached. It is not necessary to do so in order to stress the merits of Argentina and to value the responsibility of her course of conduct. The reason which has always led us to the fulfillment of the lofty mission has always been as sacred as it is noble, solidarity. For this very reason, we wish to state to the world that our contribution to internal and international peace consists, moreover, in the fact that our resources have been added to the world plans of assistance in order to achieve the moral and spiritual rehabilitation of Europe, to facilitate the material and economic rehabilitation of all suffering nations. These Argentine words are pronounced in hours of historical significance, since we are in the eve of the anniversary of the immortal assembly which gave birth to the independence of our country. For this reason, our words acquire sacred meaning and are incorporated to the aspirations guiding our patriotic duties. To put them into practice, the Argentine Republic knows it may rely upon the energies, generating new energies, of its workers, on the talents of its directive groups, on the vigor of its people. With the authority of our right, we shall establish in the world the new right to a worthier existence. The foregoing concepts set forth in the general lines of action, full respect for the sovereignty of nations, economic aid to countries in distress, association of the efforts of all men, women, and children to achieve the organization of the permanent peace. All this implies the closely related work of humanity in the spiritual and material order, inspired by a lofty ideal of realization which may be summed up as follows. Spiritual disarmament of humanity. To this end, it is necessary for pacifist men, women, and children to organize themselves and work for the peace of nations in the international order and for the peace of the world in the international field, endeavoring, among other things, to do away with the war psychosis affecting thousands of human beings and to eliminate the factions which divide themselves and prepare for war. 2. The plan of action designed to materialize the pacifist ideal in the national and international field. The work to be carried out to obtain international peace must consist in the eradication of capitalistic and totalitarian extremism, whether of the right or of the left, taking as a starting point the development of an appropriate political, economic, and social action in charge of the state and the education of individuals tending to raise the level of social culture, to dignify work and humanize capital, and especially to substitute systems of struggle for that of collaboration. The work to be carried out to achieve international peace must be based on the forsaking of antagonic ideologies and the creation of world conscience, which places man above systems and ideologies, thus rendering unacceptable the destruction of mankind in a holocaust of hegemonies, whether of the right or of the left. Third, the firm purpose to work indefatigably for this cause, with the conviction that war is not the solution for the world. Whatever the social groups which may survive after the disaster, because the depth of misery, suffering, and despair into which humanity will be plunged shall afflict everyone equally, an apocalyptic cause will be brought about as a corollary to the grievous errors committed by the men who at present prepare a struggle which would entail the most horrible destruction ever known. Humanity can only be saved by constructive peace, never by struggles which destroy material, spiritual, and moral values. We return you to Mutual in New York.
From Buenos Aires, Mutual has just presented an exclusive address to the American people by President Juan Perón of the Argentine Republic. This is the world's largest network, the Mutual Broadcasting System.